On a party-line vote, the Senate Judiciary Committee has rejected the nomination of Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Although President Bush has urged the Democrats to allow a floor vote on the nomination, it is all but certain that will not happen. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The steam seemed to have gone out of the debate yesterday as the senators talked on in the knowledge that the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee had the votes and the Republicans did not. The only new spark seemed to come from Senator Edward Kennedy, referring to President Bush's accusation that the Democrats were blocking Pickering for partisan reasons.
I hope we can get away from the kind of casual and not so casual characterization of those that either agree or differ. It's really a recent phenomenon that we have seen over in the floor of the United States Senate. If you don't agree, it's somehow partisan or political. If you do agree, you're a statesman.
Senator Orrin Hatch, the committee's ranking Republican, backed away from the fiery rhetoric he used last week when he accused Democrats and liberal public interest groups of, quote, lynching Pickering. Yesterday, instead, he made a point-by-point rebuttal of some of the charges against Pickering, saying that the judge is a truly righteous and decent man who, contrary to the allegations of his critics, has fought for civil rights all his life. Hatch noted that Pickering had testified against the head of the Ku Klux Klan in the 1960s, putting his family and his career in jeopardy. Senator Hatch.
What is really going on here is an attempt to change the ground rules for judicial confirmations. Some have complained that President Bush has not sent mainstream, quote, consensus, unquote, nominees to the Senate for confirmation. The problem with this argument is that those who propound it seem to define, quote, mainstream, unquote, nominees as nominees who agree with them on divisive social issues such as abortion. They are poised to label as an extremist any nominee, such as Judge Pickering, who has a record of disagreeing with them.
Republican Charles Grassley noted that Pickering is supported by many prominent African Americans in his hometown, but he said the vote proved that the liberal special interest groups are back with a vengeance.
If opposition to a member comes from the grassroots up, that's one thing. But when there's no opposition to a candidate until it's fomented through the press by somebody inside the Beltway, that's when things get wrong.
Democrats repeated their objections to Pickering, his judicial opinions on civil rights, employment discrimination, and voting rights. They said he was openly and repeatedly hostile to civil rights claims, that he questioned the Supreme Court's one-man, one-vote rule. But they focused most of their fire on what they called his unethical conduct, in particular the judge's handling of a cross-burning case in 1994. In that case, Pickering intervened with the Justice Department and threatened prosecutors with ordering a new trial in order to lessen the stiff sentence required by law. Eventually, the Justice Department caved into the pressure and the judge sealed the records of his actions. New York Senator Charles Schumer called Pickering's conduct mind-boggling, and North Carolina's John Edwards called it simply disqualifying.
These things, in my experience, are way outside the norm of what a judge will do and should do. And when a judge takes sides in a case, as Judge Pickering did in this particular case, it is impossible for the system to work.
That prompted Republican John Kyle of Arizona to observe that the American Bar Association had given Pickering its highest rating, so clearly had not thought him unethical.
The ABA would not have rated him well qualified if that were really the case.
But Democrats quickly responded that Pickering's actions in the cross-burning case were not known at the time he was screened by the ABA, and they faulted the nominee as well for soliciting support letters from lawyers who practiced before him.
Mr. Chairman.
No.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 9 yeas, 10 nays.
At day's end, the committee voted 10-9 to defeat the nomination. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.